This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is the news and talk of Northern Nevada with your open phone line at 884-9910 as we get 2020 started off the right way. It's the Monica Jay Show, and I like encouraging you to go to Facebook and check out some of these sites, especially the rants and raves. So Douglas County Rants and Raves, WCSD Rants and Raves, Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. And I was going through my emails and I just caught this one from Katie on Douglas County Rants and Raves. And this is just sad as we start 2020. Rant: sitting next to a horrendously rude woman at Cowboys Cafe, snapping at servers, bitching about waiting 15 minutes for food. Absolutely ugly. Relax, people. Enjoy your new year. Ugh. Oh, Katie, that's sad. That just sums it up right there. If that's how you go into 2020, you know, stay out of a restaurant, a real restaurant or a cafe, if you want food in less than 15 minutes. Go to a drive-thru. Go to a fast food joint. But when you're working with real food and a real kitchen, just like Katie said, relax, people. You're going to a restaurant to relax, aren't you? To be able to sit down and not have to be able to cook. Well, you know what? Cooking food, try going home and cooking dinner in less than 15 minutes. I don't want to go into a restaurant and have my food come out to me in 15 minutes, because that means that, I was probably already sitting there for a while waiting for somebody to come in and order it. If you're going to go and have a nice meal, sit down with somebody, chill. Sit and talk about how people's days went. Put the phone down and take a look around. That's a good resolution for 2020. Put the electronics down. Have a nice meal with friends or family. And just chill. And for those who don't get it, that means relax. Just, you know, be cool. Be We all have our sayings. I still say cool. Well, that's cool. What's not cool is having other people pay your bills. Your responsibilities that you took on. So earlier in the show, I was talking about student loans and how today, the second day of January of 2020, we now have a student loan ombudsman, the state treasurer's office, that has to put all these programs in place and be there for those people who don't understand what a loan is. Unbelievable. So just got an email from Skip, and he said, I don't usually weigh in on this, but, always love that but. You want help to go to school? Serve your country in some way before or after the schooling. The rest of you, pay back the loans. Eat beans for a few years. Pay it back, period. Happy New Year's, folks. Well, Happy New Year to you too, Skip. Happy 2020. What's frustrating about Skip's email is that's just common sense. Whether you take a loan out through a bank, whether you take a loan out through the government, and remember, the government's not in charge of student loans anymore, or you take out a loan from friends or a loan shark, you are expected to pay it back. Stop with whatever you're doing that has eaten up all your money that makes it so you can't pay your bills. I had to have this conversation with one of my nephews who, every time I heard from him, he was traveling somewhere. Oh, yeah, we spent the weekend in San Francisco, or, oh, yeah, we spent the weekend on the coast. Did you get your car payment made? Well, yeah, I had to borrow some money from my brother. No. It doesn't work that way. Here's the way it works. You get a paycheck. You put all your bills out, your real bills, your electricity, your water, not cable, because you don't need that, but you need water, electricity, and a roof over your head. If you took out a loan for a car payment, you need to get that paid. You pay all of those first. And then if you've got something left over, guess what? You buy some groceries. And then if you have some left over, then go travel. How do people not learn priorities? Because we've cultivated a culture that is not responsible for what they do. They're not responsible for their actions, whether it be signing on the dotted line for a loan or starting fights, throwing things at people, throwing things at officers, stealing. I was having a conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the this is just so frustrating. California upping the amount that you have to steal before they're going to get law enforcement involved. Now it's like $1,000. Well, it's the economy, you know, things are more expensive. No. If somebody comes into my business and steals $100 worth of product, I want law enforcement there and I want this person arrested. Because $100 hurts just as much as $1,000. If you're a big corporation and you don't see that, well, good for you. Just keep jacking up the prices on your clientele. But when you're a small business, you see that. You feel that. If you don't have enough law enforcement to take care of the problem, then stop all this other BS you're doing and hire more law enforcement officers to go out and get these people and then actually punish them so they don't want to do it again. We have no consequences for anything that we do nowadays. And people know that. People have always known that. Make a deposit of $10,000, you're going to be reported, and somebody is going to flag you from the government and be like, $10,000. Did you pay taxes on that? Where'd that money come from? So what do? They learn to deposit $9,999. And then the computer doesn't flag them. As you think, ooh, it's my money. Well, but you know what? That's how a lot of criminals get around things. So if you have nothing to hide, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Something that you should be worried about is all of the new rules and regulations and laws that went into effect yesterday. So fortunately, Nellis is still working. And you can just go in and search laws that take effect January 1st. And there are a lot of them. All of that BS that our legislature went through. Yeah, there are a lot of them. Revisions or revising provisions relating to the monitoring of prescriptions for controlled substances. Let's see, revising provisions relating to mental health. Establishes provisions concerning the sterilization of protected persons. Lots of different things. Provisions governing water conservation. Establishes the Maternal Mortality Review Committee. Makes various changes concerning pest management in public schools. More ombudsman. Check it out for yourself. Bills effective January 1st, 2020. Again, go to leg.state.nv.us as I go get my puppy Dixie, who's having a fit. We'll be back after this on the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, the news and talk of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J Show. So glad you're with me today. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tim McGivney today and see what we are doing in 2020 moving forward for our homeless situation and the conditions that we have along the river and the conditions that we have along this everywhere out in our beautiful desert, which we're supposed to be able to go out and hike and enjoy and not get stuck with, well, needles, drug paraphernalia. So with Stronghold Institute, it is Tim McGivney on the line. Hi, Tim. Happy 2020.
Hey, happy new year, Monica. A lot going on for the new year. Of course, our Patriots meeting's tonight. You probably let people know about that, I'm sure.
I haven't yet, but I will in the next half hour.
Spoiler alert.
I have my little list of things I have planned out.
All right. Good. The parks. So we went and visited all the parks in Reno, all Reno City parks. We made a list of that. If someone's listening and they'd like to get our Reno hot sheets, we put out a list of the condition of the parks. Most actually were doing pretty good out of the 87. We had 10, however, that had some issues. Some had major issues. And we need the listeners out there. We need your participation. You can be part of the solution. If there's anything that you're seeing as far as squatters camps, as far as if you're seeing tent cities popping up, we would like to know about it. Let us know. And also, if you call in Reno Direct, the number is 334-4636. When you call in, you can ask them to keep you on email updates with what actions are being taken as far as solutions to whatever it is. If it's illegal campers, they'll actually go out there and cite them now. Actually, I misspoke. I don't know if they're citing them. However, they are letting them know that it's not okay for them to camp in public spaces as far as parks and other areas except for where it's designated. So there are actions that we can take.
This just shows, Tim, how much that you and Quality of Life Reno with just the whole team has done in the last, I'd say, 2 months of action actually being taken by the city of Reno and local law enforcement because of not only you, but you encouraging the people, the residents, to get involved and start making these calls because they don't listen to you or I. They listen to the residents of Reno and Sparks and Washoe County, and those calls are being made. So this is fantastic.
That is, that's right. That's a big, that's huge, Monica, because you're right. Like we said, they really are listening to the residents, especially if it's in your neighborhood. That's huge. They get on that stuff. They actually are getting on this stuff. But if it's just Quality of Life calling them all the time, they're more likely to kind of try to blow us off. But if it's a resident that lives in the area, they're more likely to get on it. And we're, like you said, we're seeing huge improvements all across the board with Reno PD getting a more structured plan together of how they're dealing with this stuff, and with the city contracting a cleanup crew to go down and do the cleanups along the river and in these different parks. So it's helping, and don't be afraid to, if you're not sure of who to call or what to say, you can give us a call or an email, and we'll be happy to help you with that process. And again, the Reno direct number is who you want to call on that and get an email update of what's happening. You can email us at info@QOL-Reno.org and let us know what the situation is, and we can help you go through the process to get your voice out. And yeah, Reno's getting cleaned up. Also RVs, illegal RVs, there's a lot of them, and they will, it's a bit of a process. You have to stay on them, but if you have illegal RVs or trashed RVs or abandoned RVs in your neighborhood, you can get those taken out. And it's a process, but they will do it if you stay on them.
Yeah, it is more of a process, because I think what you guys have told me, or what somebody has passed on to us, is they're not contracted for the removal of RVs with the people that they have. They go in and they remove abandoned cars. So they have to do a little bit extra to get the RVs out. But QOL-Reno.org. Tim, what's up on the hot sheet? Are you guys updating the hot sheet with photos from listeners still as well?
I believe so. Paul, I don't know that he's putting photos in directly. Are you updating the hot sheet from listeners? Yeah, Paul is, yeah. Yeah, if you send them in, we'll update it. Paul just said he'll update them.
So, and that's because that's the important thing, is once a homeless encampment is broken up, people just move to other locations. What you have to do is keep breaking up those locations, keep taking the pictures of them until they figure out that they can't do this and they need to get involved in the system.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we need all the listeners out there. Everyone be responsible for your street or your block or your, you know, your area. That's your area. And that's, you know, that this is our community and that's your area, and stay on it. And, you know, we're cleaning up the city and we're all working together on this. And yep, send us the pictures in at info@QOL-Reno.org and we'll put them on the hot sheet and we'll bring attention to, you know, things that need attention brought to.
Yeah. And thanks for putting the hot sheet and all the messages on the different Facebook pages as well. It's greatly appreciated. So Tim McGivney with Quality of Life Reno, that's QOL-Reno.org. Easy to find out more information on what's really happening in our community. And we'll get Paul on at some point in the next couple of days and talk about those, you know, Washoe County School District praising those graduation rates when doesn't really matter what the rates are if kids don't have the education to go on to other things. So, Tim McGivney, thanks for the call, and happy 2020.
Happy 2020. All right.
Thanks for all that you guys do. Thanks, Tim. It is 11:30, so let's take a Fox News break, and we'll be back on the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show, 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed. 884-9910. If you would like to get your voice heard, the talk may start here, but it doesn't end here. You need to keep talking. It's the Monica J. Show, and you need to be talking about the important things. A lot of people talking about stupid stuff, like CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company, stripping out the cameo of Donald Trump, trying to make it a thing. You know, this, they did that back in 2014. This is just all BS to bring it up now. It's non-news. It's fake news. It's who cares? Don't worry about spreading stuff like that. Focus on the important things, like groups in San Francisco now trying to ban paper cups. Yeah, you heard me right, banning paper cups. They want to give people coffee in glass jars. Oh, yeah, that's going to be so much better for all the junk and garbage that's piling up on the streets of San Francisco. Which, by the way, go back and watch that show, Streets of San Francisco, and you don't see all that stuff then. So instead of having a paper cup that's been thrown out or something, there's going to be shattered glass everywhere. So that's just such a bright idea from the liberal Democrats there. I want somebody, please think of the earth. Yeah. You know what it takes to make glass? You should be thinking of important things like, what are you doing tonight? I would love to see you tonight at the Trump Victory Headquarters. That's over on West 4th Street in the Keystone Plaza. It's kind of tucked around the corner in the very back of the plaza, but still easy to find. Tonight at 6 o'clock, I'll be one of the speakers there for Nevada Patriot. Nevada Patriot will be having speakers and meetings all over Northern Nevada. They're going to move the locations around. It's not going to be set in one spot. So tonight, you'll be hearing some very good people who care deeply about this community. Jeff Church of Reno Tax Revolt. Absolutely adore him. Former law enforcement here in Northern Nevada. He watches the Washoe County School District like a hawk. He watches a lot of things. City of Reno. That's how he uses his retirement, is to make a better community for all of us. So you can come and hear him tonight. Ask him questions. Jill Dickman, former assemblywoman, she will be there. Talk about her experiences. If you have questions about local government, please come and listen to Jill. Tim McGivney, who was just on with me in the last segment talking about the homeless situation with the quality of life, Reno, he will be there as well to speak on the issue, what's happening and other things. And last, but by no means least, but you can hear me every day between 10 and noon. I'll be there speaking live as well. So again, that's 1155 West 4th Street, South Reno. Or that's more West Reno. Keystone Plaza. Trump Victory Headquarters. If you turn onto 4th Street, actually turn into the location there, keep going. We're kind of on the backside. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a good talk. Hopefully that was one of your resolutions for 2020. Is not the whole weight thing. I get so tired of that being people's only resolutions. I'm going to eat less carbs. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to not drink for a week. You know what? Seriously? Make a real resolution. Get more involved in your community. Stop letting elected representatives run rampant in the decisions that you now sit back and question. Well, why did they do that? They did that because you weren't involved. They did that because you weren't paying attention. Speaking of paying attention and groups that get involved, they want to work for you. They want to get your opinion out there. They want to help you. Don't be fooled. Don't be naive. There's a meeting going on, and it is going to be, in a week or so, in a couple of weeks. But I've talked to you before about action. And they are teaming up, and action is spelled differently. It's got two C's in it. It's got two N's in it. ACTION. They're saying that they are working for you. The vote for the common good in 2020. And they are teaming up with Vote Common Good to host an event that is coming through Reno, a national bus tour, on Friday, January 17th. Trying to get people involved. Action is a George Soros funded community group. This is how big money takes over your community because you don't know. And Vote Common Good is a total socialist group. Even though they say faith, politics, and the common good. No. They're going to be basically working every single day until November 3rd to stop the Trump administration. Paid for once again by communists, socialists, progressives, liberals, whatever you want to call them. They also are leading the campaign of Faith in Action, LaRed. They want you to contact Congress to protect immigrant communities by cutting funding for ICE and Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol. So you don't even have to do anything. If you go to their site, they have three different letters. You just pick a letter, you send it off. So don't be fooled when you hear words like faith, common good, action. These are all entities that are working against Common sense, really. These are organizations that want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. They want basically everything that the majority of people are against. So please, again, listen. When you hear Reno Collective, action, vote common good, these are all organizations that are working against you. These are the groups that, where does their money come from? You just have to look a little deeper. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous that they talk about things like investing in love. Remember what I've told you from the beginning? They destroy you with your feelings instead of thinking about what really is best for the common good. Enforcing laws, maintaining a strong and healthy border, protecting American citizens, protecting yourself. You have to think. Stop with all this BS about the little tinglies, the little feeling. Don't you feel bad? They just want a better life for their family. Yeah, I want a better life for my family. So stop taking my money for a better life for your family that you don't even think enough about this country to enter it legally. Just a thought. Watch out for these groups. Find out where the money comes from. Because they are destroying this country. And they're destroying it from the smaller cities outward. It's groups like these that are pandering the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary states, that are getting their money from, well, billionaires who are just trying to destroy us from within. It's pretty sad because they've been doing this for years and years and years. And as soon as people find out, as soon as people learn the names, Acorn, then they change it to something else. Faith in action. Action with two N's. Vote common good. It's all the same BS. It's just packaged under a different name. They know marketing. They know how to do it. They've been doing it for decades. And they're going to continue to do it. And we will continue to bring you the real names and the truth behind those you need to watch out for. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910, as we begin to wrap up the show live every weekday from 10 until noon, unless it's a holiday. And then even sometimes if it's a holiday. It's 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local. FM Talk, it's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910, live every weekday between 10 and noon. Want to leave you with a quotable today, courtesy of Adam Laxall. I love this little thing he's putting out, this little email, but he's got to have some people check his information. I love this. Charlie Kirk. He's with, Turning Point USA. If you have a Twitter account, definitely follow him on Twitter. But this is just the best. San Francisco banned straws. And I want you to remember what San Francisco is doing, what these people are doing, because of the fact that, unfortunately, we are taken over by a lot of Californians. And it just keeps moving that way. So San Francisco banned straws. They banned single-use water bottles. They banned e-cigarettes. Now a ban on styrofoam coffee cups is picking up steam. Maybe next they'll consider a ban on public defecation and urination by the homeless. Imagine that. But you also have to remember that Democrats literally go and pick these people up and take them to voting locations. How do you think Nancy Pelosi has stayed in office for so long? That's her community. That's her area. We have to continue to talk about our area, our homeless situation here, the drugs, the mental illness, the lack of affordable housing for some. And realistic affordable housing. They were one of the groups, I think it's the Jacobs group, is redoing one of the motels and turning it into affordable housing. $1,000 a month. That's not affordable housing for people. For people who are on fixed income, seniors, for people who are working the casinos, just a few years ago, I guess it was over 10 when I was there, a two-bedroom apartment was $600. A one-bedroom reconverted old hotel room for $1,000 is not affordable housing. Until we are back into the hundreds, that is affordable housing. Keep the conversation going. Join us tonight, if you would like, for the Nevada Patriot meeting that is being set up, is set up at the Trump Victory Headquarters, 6 o'clock tonight, 1155 West 4th Street in Reno, Keystone Plaza there. Jeff Church from Reno Tax Revolt, Jill Dickman, former assemblywoman, Tim McGivney from Quality of Life, who literally, Quality of Life Reno, has their pulse on everything that the city of Reno is doing, and especially with the homeless situation, with the school, with the education system. Those are great speakers. I'll be there too, but come for them, not for me. You can hear me anytime you want. It's these people. It's other people in the community. Legislators, former legislators, current city and city council and commissioners. Any chance you get to talk with an elected representative and hold them accountable for things. And they will be at these different meetings. So I hope I see you there tonight, 6 o'clock. If you miss it, that's okay. I'll still have these people on the air and you can catch up, but I'd love to see you there. Plus, want you to know where Trump Victory Headquarters is. You have a great day. A lot of new laws starting today, so be careful out there. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.